Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One final segment here for the day on old school. Going to be a fun Friday tomorrow, including, I believe, the official on-air return of the Corner 3 podcast. Lots to get to in wrapping up the season. Some fun episodes planned moving forward on that show. And then I plan to be on air talking some more about my beloved Kansas City Royals, the boys of summer. Repping them here today, as are we here on the station. We are Lincoln's home for the Kansas City Royals, in case you didn't know. We haven't carried every single game this year. We've missed a couple of them with the Lincoln Stars still in action. But we will have the Kansas City Royals on throughout the summer. Most days, you know, 6 out of 7, maybe, you know, every day of the week, depending on the schedule, what else we have going on. But especially throughout the summer, you can expect to hear Kansas City Royals baseball right here on these airwaves. Hope to get the voice of the Royals, Jake Eisenberg, on the horn sometime soon to chat Royals. They won today 3-2 over the Minnesota Twins. That means the Royals now get their run differential back to smack dab even. But that's 3 out of 4 from the Twins for Kansas City. Big series for them as they enter just a couple games below 500. They go 3-1, get back over 500 at 7-6. Started now a 10-game road swing for the Royals. Trips to Cleveland, New York, and then Detroit. That's going to be a tough road swing before the Royals come home, where the schedule sort of lightens up with a series against the Colorado Rockies. Then they'll get Houston for a couple games before a couple games on the road at the Rays to start the end of the month of April, start the month of May. For the Royals to be 7-6 right now against the competition that they've played, really not a bad start to the year. Is it perfectly ideal? No, but no one's really running away with the American League Central right now. If you look at what the Royals have done so far, they lost the opening series of the year to Cleveland, won the middle game of the series. Lost 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee after winning the first game of the series. Did end up taking 2 of 3 from Baltimore when the Royals got back to the K, and then 3 out of 4 from Minnesota just now. That's a pretty darn tough early season slate for Kansas City to have to manage. And then going on the road for these 10 games at Cleveland, at New York, and then at Detroit, 3 against the Guards, 3 against the Yanks, and then 4 against the Tigers before coming back home. For the Royals to be at 7-6 and even run differential right now, honestly, things are fine, right? No one's running away with the AL Central. Cleveland is sort of scuffling right now. Royals taking 3 out of 4 from Minnesota is big. Haven't seen Detroit yet. And the White Sox are going to be the White Sox. Two of their players have gotten injured in different ways on the base paths in the last couple of days. So maybe they're not in for 121 losses again, but the White Sox will certainly not be a good baseball team, barring something dramatic happening. So on the one hand, you can be proud of the Royals for maintaining a 500 record around there, staying in the thick of the race early on here in the AL Central. At the same time, though, man, wouldn't it have been nice to get some cushion, to get some breathing room? At the very least, I'm going to take the tact of, you know what? The Royals hung in there. The offense certainly is not clicking yet. I mean, 45 runs across 13 games. That's not enough. 3.5 runs a game will not get it done. The pitching staff has been fine. Not elite, not the same level it was last year, certainly. I mean, Cole Reagans had his best start of the year, his last time out, 6 innings and 11 strikeouts for the left-handed ace. He's already put up half a win above replacement in just 3 starts for him. Seth Lugo, he probably could have predicted some regression coming for him. He hasn't been bad by any means. I mean, a 3.78 FIP, a 1.28 ERA plus, ERA of 3.24 in 16 2/3 innings. Seth Lugo's been good. He's been above average. But Seth Lugo's not finishing second in the American League Cy Young this year. If that's going to happen, it could be Cole Reagans, or
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Maybe the breakout star of the year for the Royals through a couple trips through the rotation for him, Chris Bubich, had the Tommy John surgery after two starts two seasons ago, missed the rest of the season, missed most of the first part of last year, came back and was a pivotal left-handed piece in the bullpen. You saw the same control. I think it was like 31 strikeouts against one walk, 32-1, 31-2, somewhere in that neighborhood in the bullpen for Chris Bubich, who the Royals drafted as a starter and have developed that way. Well, Chris Bubich won a spot in the rotation to begin this year, and through his two starts, Royals have won them both. He's gone 12 and two-thirds innings, seven hits, only one run allowed, 16 strikeouts against three walks in 49 batters face. That's a 142 FIP, a .789 walks and hits per innings pitched. Has not allowed a home run yet, 11.4 strikeouts per nine. Really, anything that's nine or above is good. If you get a strikeout an inning, that's solid for a starter. So to have 11 strikeouts per nine shows you that Chris Bubich does still have the wipeout strikeout stuff, even as a starter with more length, right? There's maybe some worry the velocity wouldn't maintain as well as it has so far. And we'll have to see. You know, this will be the first heaviest workload that Chris Bubich has had in a while, that the Royals were able to up Seth Lugo's workload by like 65, 70 innings from his previous career high. He went over 200 innings in his first season as a starter last year for the Royals. So they know how to manage guys in those situations. Now, the difference is that Bubich is coming off that Tommy John surgery, whereas Seth Lugo just needed to be stretched out. That's a guy who was a career reliever before. But through, you know, 2.5 trips through the rotation here, yeah, pretty darn good stuff for the Royals. Dad texts in, for the Royals to have a winning record while managing only 3 or 4 hits per game is amazing. The hitting will maybe hopefully come around, then the pitching can slow down and the team could still be okay. Absolutely. The offense is a problem right now. Last year, the Royals finished, I think, in the top 5 in the American League, or at least top half of the league in runs scored in a lot of offensive categories. And we still had some concerns about that offense. It's still a bit of a down trend for offense league-wide. But again, I just have to go over these OPS plus numbers because they're kind of ridiculous. There are two guys in the Royals everyday lineup that have an OPS plus of greater than 100, which is average. It's Bobby Witt Jr., who's putting up a 122, and Michael Garcia, of all guys, putting up a 152. Other than that, you have, where is he at? Jonathan Indian is putting up a 98, so pretty close to league average. Kyle Isbell, 92, not bad. Hunter Renfro's a 23, unplayable. Michael Massey, a 64, has to get going. Kevin Biggio's been decent offensively, but below average, an 85 OPS plus. Salvador Perez, a 59, and Vinny Pasquantino, a 67 OPS plus. Those are two middle-of-the-order bats that absolutely have to get going, have to heat up with extra base hits, and have some actual production for the Royals offense to trick out and end up where it is it needs to be for the Royals to consider themselves a postseason contender again. Mark Canha has been hitting pretty well for the Royals. He's got a 184 OPS plus, a 357 batting average, 471 on base percentage. But he just went on the IL with some left hip soreness, or maybe he didn't go on the IL. But Drew Waters got called up, so I think it was Canha that ended up going down with that. Either way, 7-6, even run differential against a pretty tough part of the schedule in the early going. Not a bad spot at all to be for the Kansas City Royals, who, of course, you can hear on this very station all summer long, 93.7 The Ticket. For Jay, for Strick, I'm Austin. It's been a good few hours here. We'll come back with you tomorrow on the block from 3 to 5. Don't go anywhere. WTF and more on Ticket Weeknights right after this.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.